Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up very soon is the Canal Run, the biggest race in the UP. And so to talk about it, we brought back one of my favorite guests, Angela Luskin, the UP Health System Portage Health and Fitness Manager. Welcome back to Copper Country Today, Angela.
Thanks, Rick. Glad to be here.
So Canal Run coming up. So, I have to get my running shoes. Actually, I don't run very well anymore.
But walking, too.
Walking, too.
Yes, so, walking events included.
Me, so, so it's been going on for a number of years. It's there's a lot of running events that go on here in the Keweenaw area, and this one still is leading the pack, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's actually leading the pack in the UP, which is something our Canal Run committee is very proud of. And what's interesting this year for the Canal Run, too, we are celebrating 40 years. So I think that has a lot of significance, too, you know, in order to be successful and to run, you know, that longstanding community event for 40 years. It's pretty spectacular.
Well, with all the, you know, different 5K runs and other events that are held throughout the area, what makes the Canal Run special?
I think, first of all, consistency. People know when to expect it, and they've known when to expect it for 40 years now. It's always that third Saturday in July. So a lot of families, they plan on it, they mark it on their calendar. It's an annual event for them. A lot of families also bring other family from out of the area too, so it's become a large family event. With all of the options too, I think that's very appealing to our community. We have five different races. So there's the half marathon, which was just introduced a couple years ago in 2013, and then we have a 10-mile walk, a 10-mile run, and then a 5-mile walk and a 5-mile run. So we've seen huge growth in those 5-mile events over the past 5-6 years. Many families do them together. They'll come with either matching shirts, or people are pushing strollers, and you see young 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids that are walking that 5-mile course. So there really is something for everyone for those races, and then also the volunteering is a huge piece of this event too.
And you don't even have to really be in the race to enjoy it, because it's you know, so many people come out just to cheer on the people coming by. It's more of a race. It's more than a race. It's a community sort of event.
I agree. It is a community event. There's so many ways to be involved. If, like I said, participating, volunteering, but then that spectator piece is really big for the Canal Run. The whole course is on M203, finishing in downtown Hancock, right across from First Merit Bank by the Quincy Green. And it really makes for a lively, entertaining event, since all of the racers, last year we had over 800, so 800 are coming down Quincy Street and finishing right there in front of the bank, and people are lined up on both sides of the street, and they have their cowbells and their posters, and even further along down the course too, towards, I guess, in between McLean's and Gino's Corner, people have hoses out, so they're spraying down the participants. The Hancock Fire Department comes out and helps us. They hook up one of their hoses to the, actually, I don't think they hook up hose. They open up a fire hydrant and then spray down the runners and the racers as they're coming through. The drum circle, Keweenaw Drum Circle, has been a part of that cheering section too. So a lot of people line up along that course and cheer those participants on, which helps get them up that last half mile hill leading to the finish line.
Now, do you have opportunities for people of, you know, different sort of physical levels that can participate? Because, you know, if I was going to do it, well, I have a hard time walking from here to the car. So, but, you know, if I wanted to push myself and do something like this, would it be something that I could do?
Absolutely. So let me touch on that in just a minute. But one thing I should include, too, there's also been a wheelchair event to the Canal Run. Many people might not know that,
but
there's
a
10-mile wheelchair event that's been a signature, as far as I know. I guess I don't know the exact year it started, but for the at least the, we've been involved since 2008. So since then, there's always been a wheelchair division, and it starts at McLean's, follows the same 10-mile course, and Dean Juttenen from Ontonagon has been the winner of that race for many, many, many years. He comes in first, and it's really exciting to watch. But your question, too, about all levels, this is what makes the Canal Run special. A lot of people, they're not necessarily coming out to win their race. There's not that high level of competition for all racers. We do have, you know, that niche that come out and they, you know, want to beat their records. And but the, I would say the majority of people, they're out there to have a good time. They're out there to finish. So that 5 mile walk is perfect for individuals that, you know, maybe they're not into running, that running's too much impact on their knees and their low back. So, but they can walk. So they come in and they participate in that 5 mile walk. Many people push strollers, so their kids are going through. They're walking, pushing their strollers. So really is something most people can do if they've been fairly active or if they've been somewhat active, I would say, throughout the summer. I wouldn't encourage someone that's not been active for years to just come in and do the canal run.
Are you able to do as much as you can?
You can. So we've had some people, let's say, just drop out throughout the course if they realize after 3 miles they really can't go any longer. We have great safety measures along the course, many aid stations, so they just pull off to the side and then we get somebody out there to bring them back to the finish line.
Okay. And then in my category, where you can, you know, walk a mile and then get pulled in a wagon for a mile and stuff. So I mean, any kind of variety, you know, way that you want to go about it, as long as you get there at the finish line, you're okay. Now, you know, this is something you want to register though for.
Absolutely. So registration is required. We do not do race day registration. So a couple things right now. We have online registration. Our website, HancockCanalRun.com, is excellent. It provides all of the information, all of the volunteer details, all of the race details, and then also there's a registration tab. So you can simply go online and register there. If you do not have access to the internet, another option is to stop by the fitness center on Sharon Avenue. UP Health System Portage Fitness Center. We have applications there or entry forms there, or you can give me a call at 483-1153 and I can mail you a registration form also. So we take registration online and through the mail right up until the Wednesday of the event, which we should mention the Canal Run is on July 18th this year. It is a Saturday. So up until July, let's see, that would be 15th, we take online registration. And then that Friday before the race, which is July 17th, we have last minute registration. We usually get about 100 people that will come in and register that day before the race. And you'd be surprised how many half marathoners that register the Friday before a race, which always amazes me.
You know, they're concerned because if I'm in there, they might be like, I don't know if I can win it with Rick in there. But if I'm not, then you know, then they feel pretty safe. And they should feel pretty safe to register.
They feel safe to register, right. So on that Friday, July 17th, we have last-minute registration, and that is at Finlandia Hall from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. And people can come in and register right there on the spot, get their T-shirt and their bib, and be ready to go. During that 2 to 8 p.m. too, from 4:30 to 7:30, the Keweenaw Co-op, which was one of our main sponsors, they're doing a pre-race pasta dinner. It's all you can eat, $10 for adults, $5 for children, and free for kids 6 and under. They put on a fabulous menu every year. So this isn't just open for the participants or the volunteers. It is open to anyone in the community. And we usually get quite a few people that will come out for that Friday night dinner. There's music and there's raffles and it's kind of just a fun Friday night.
You buy your tickets in advance or at the door?
You buy your tickets at the door, and plenty of food for all. It really is a fun time that night.
Now, the day of the race, besides obviously people walking and running, well, what are the things that are going on? Now, you usually have a great sort of reception as they're coming in to Hancock there. Other things that people can look forward to as they're either participating or spectating.
Sure. So we finish out on Quincy Green, so which is the old Hancock Middle School, now Finlandia University. So that whole lawn space is used up. We've got tents everywhere, and we'll have refreshments and fuel for the racers and participants. And then since it's our 40th year, we bought some cowbells. So for individuals that come a little bit early, you'll be able to get a free cowbell and you can help cheer on those participants as they finish that last leg. So it really is a festive, entertaining atmosphere. We've got music pumping and the announcers are announcing the racers as they're coming through. It is just, I would say festive is a great word to describe it. Another nice thing about this event too, typically by 11 o'clock, we're done. Done with the awards, done with the event. So people can still have half of a day, you know, to a lot of people do picnics, they go to the beach, they get together with their families. So it's not a full day commitment. It's pretty much a half day commitment, and you have the rest of a beautiful July day to enjoy.
And that particular weekend is a very busy weekend in July. So that's an important thing to know, that you can do this. Other things going on, I believe the Aura Jamboree is that day, the end of the road car event in Copper Harbor is that same day. So there's multiple things that are going on that day, but you still have time to take part in some of those things too.
Absolutely. I think the Humane Society has an event later that day too.
Bash, yeah.
And one nice thing, we don't conflict with any of those because of our timing. Like I said, we're done before noon, and you can still go enjoy a lot of the different things in the community. And that's, you know, with the Canal Run too, we have over 800 participants the last 2 years in a row. We're hoping to hit 900 this year. And out of those 800, 80% are local, typically, and then we're bringing in about 20% from out of town. So it's great to have that 20% here. People are eating at restaurants, they're staying in our hotels, and then they're here for other weekend events too. So it really makes for a nice tourist destination in July.
Well, think of the impact of that many people involved in the race. You said about, you know, how 80% of them or so are found local. Well, there's not a great deal of many people who live here if you add up, you know, even, you know, the Keweenaw, Houghton, and even parts of Baraga County here. So if 500 people from the area are participating in this one event, you know, what is that, one out of every 20 or so people, right, you know, are going to be there in the Canal Run, mm-hmm, running in the race. And so, you know, it's everybody, you know, just about everybody but you should get out there running in this thing.
You're right, running or walking. So last year there was nearly 600 actually that were from this local area. So guaranteed you'll probably know at least one or two people that are also participating in the Canal Run. I think that's what's really helped to grow the race too, and that word of mouth. People know it's a well-organized event, it's a fun day, so they tell their friends, their family, and each year those people, you know, bring along a few more, so helps to grow those numbers.
Now there's a registration fee, and then you're also raising money at the pasta dinner. What does that money get used for?
Yeah, good question. So since 2009, the Canal Run has been self-sustaining. So we've been able to cover all of our race costs through the entry fees and sponsorships. So since 2009, we have started this give back program, and it's on our website, HancockCanalRun.com. And since 2009, we have been able to give back over $7,000 to the community. There's applications there, so area nonprofits can fill out those applications and then be considered as one of the candidates to receive our awards. So it's been really nice to be able to give back. I know each year I always hear a few people ask questions like, you know, again, where does all that money go? And all that money, some may think, you know, we're very proud of the $7,000, but some may think that's, you know, not that much money. But when you add up all of the costs for the Canal Run, it's quite substantial. We spend about $8,000 alone just on t-shirts. Our timing, just to get the timing to get race results, is over $3,000. Our awards cost about $5,000. And then you have all those miscellaneous costs, like the porta potties and the food, the water, the cups. There are a lot of costs that go into the race. So we try each year to be very conservative, but still put on a good race and then still have funds left over to give back to the community.
If you had a business that wanted to donate things, like, you know, if a business wanted to donate the porta potty so that you didn't have to pay for them, are you open to accepting those things?
Absolutely. And we currently right now are working with A1 Pro, I believe.
Is not to get focused on porta potties.
Yeah, the highlight of our conversation today. This is what a lot of our local businesses do too. For instance, A1 Pro, we purchase, I believe, like a certain amount of porta potties, and then they donate one or two. I think they're donating two this year. And then Hancock Bottling, that's where we get our Powerade and our cups. So we purchase X amount and they donate part back. So our community and the local businesses are very supportive of this race. One thing to mention too, one of the goals of our Canal Run committee is to do as much local purchasing as we can. We've never went out of the area to purchase our t-shirts. And awards are done locally too. Keweenaw Gem and Gift does our awards. We've worked with different local vendors for many years to do our awards. There are some things that we do have to go to out of the area for. For instance, the bibs, the race bibs. There's nobody locally that can do that, that provides the timing chip inside. So whatever we can purchase locally to support our community, we do.
Talking right now with Angela Luskin, the UP Health System Portage Health and Fitness Manager. She's also the race director for the Canal Run coming up on July 18th. Angela, a couple of times you've mentioned above the chips for timing. I got to see this, I think, one of the few first times it was tested here when it was done at the Great Bear Chase ski race a few years ago. I assume it's pretty much the same, similar type of technology where, you know, we get to track your progress by a computer and announce results as people are coming in without having somebody to run, you know, check on bid numbers and then run into to the booth so you can announce it. You're tagged, so to speak.
You are. It's very high tech. We actually use the same timing company for the Great Bear Chase as we do for the Canal Run. It's Superior Timing. They do an amazing job for us and for the participants. And the Canal Run has actually upgraded 2 years ago. Instead of wearing before we used to have a timing chip that you'd wear on your ankle. And that would track your progress and record your results as you cross the finish line. And last year, we purchased bibs that actually have the timing chip in it. So it's right on your bib. You affix it to your shirt. And as soon as you start that race, the timing starts. And then it gives you an immediate result right as you cross that finish line. And our announcers, they have this high-tech these computers that pull up with this high-tech software. You can see all of the racers coming in. It says their finish time. It says what event and where they're from. So that adds to the excitement at the finish line, too. You can hear your friends and family being called across that finish line. And every single participant, over 800 of them, are mentioned as they come through.
I don't know if you have it available already, but I've seen race events be able to post that stuff online real time.
We actually do it immediately after the race is done, but there are some events that can provide it immediately or right during the race. We haven't got to that point yet. Yeah,
I can see you running with your smartphone out going, oh, okay, I got to pick up the pace
My
here.
My pace so is right.
I know what they finished at. I got to pick up 20 seconds somewhere right. around here.
Or I could slow it down. I'm over my pace.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we could do that. Now, you have registration fees here. Let's talk about those so people know what they're getting into.
Absolutely. So if you register anytime now before July 17th, you get a discount. So the day before the race, we do increase our fees by $5. One thing we should say, too, with the entry fees, these race fees are some of the lowest fees across the board for racing. Our half marathon is the cheapest half marathon we could find. So that's another one of our goals too, is to try to keep these reasonable. So for instance, the half marathon is $45, 10 mile run and the 10 mile walk are $40, and then the 5 mile to participate is $35 right now. So really good good entry fees. You get a phenomenal race t-shirt this year. We did a little Facebook challenge or Facebook vote to decide on our color. So they're going to be Kelly Green. They're a beautiful shirt. Unique Images out of Launce is going to be creating those for us this year. So like us on Facebook. A little promotion there. And so you get your race shirt, all of the energy and the water at the aid stations, and fuel at the finish line too will be included. We have overall awards for male and female of each race, and then there are also many age group winners. We have first, second, and third in all of the age groups for all of the races. This ends up being over 300 medals that we give out, so it really, you really have a good chance of winning something.
Now, the registration rates that you read off, are those for everybody across the board? Is those all individual? If you have a family of four, a couple of kids, yeah, everybody's paying full price, right?
Great question. There actually is a team discount. So if you have over five or more individuals, you get $3 off your race entry fee. Each person does. If you have 10 or more, you get $5 off each race entry fee. And in order to register as a team, we just ask that all race entry forms come in together and they're submitted at the fitness center at on Sharon Avenue. So great team discounts. And if you are a UP Road Runner Club member, you also receive $2 off your registration fee. One thing, too, aside from the registration, we should mention is the Canal Kids Dash. This has been an event that's been taking place for quite a few years. But last year, we changed it up a little bit and had the course actually on the Canal Run course. So the kids get to participate in this quarter-mile event. They start right by the Sitco on Quincy Green, or on Quincy Street. They come through the Canal Run course, and then they finish right in the big, huge finish line with, you know, the big stanchers and the timing clock, and they get a medal placed on them as soon as they come through the finish line. So it's a lot of fun. We had over 100 kids participate. It's free for kids, or if they'd like to receive a t-shirt, it's $10. So again, very reasonable price, and kids of all ages can participate. There'll be waves, so the older kids will start first, and then the younger ones all the way down to, we had 2-year-olds last year. So, and that to watch is, I think that was one of the highlights of the race last year for me, watching those kids come across the finish line, and their parents, some parents are running with them, and oh, the smiles were huge. It was great.
And when do you do that? Is that at the same time of the race?
It starts at 10:15.
Okay.
So the majority of the racers are finished. 90% of the racers are actually finished by 10 a.m. So there's a few people left on the race, on the race course, but the majority are off, and it leads to a lot of people being able to participate in that Kids Dash safely.
Now, back on the team discounts, you know, immediately I think it's, you know, not too many people want to run this thing alone or walk this thing alone. And so, you know, if you're working in an office somewhere, or with, you know, even if it's a group of guys on a truck somewhere, mm-hmm. and you all want to, you know, be a part of it, yeah, I mean, it could, you know, grab 4 other people or 9 other people, if that's be the case, and then everybody gets a discount. And like I said, you know, so it's, you know, your entire office can sort of get behind it and all go together.
Yeah, that's exactly right, too. And one of the benefits of the team discount, too, so let's say I have a team of 5 people. One wants to do the half marathon, one wants to do the 10 mile, and the other 3 want to do the 5 mile. You still can all sign up as a team. You don't have to run the same pace together, you don't have to run the same events, but you'll still get that discount. Just find 4 of your friends that want to do the canal run, and you'll get a discount. There are a lot of local teams or local businesses that are creating teams. For instance, we have a large team coming from the Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly. OHM also has a big group of people racing together. There's some local running groups that have signed up together as well. So that's just a few to name. There are a few of the teams that will be racing together.
Now, are there any other events or points about the race that you wanted to get in?
Let's see. So we know registration, just try to get registered before July 17th to save on entry fee. And the pasta dinner, again, we highlighted that. That's Friday, July 17th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. One third thing we didn't cover is the safety. So safety is a big part of the Canal Run. We have a lot of people don't know this, but we have a safety committee that consists of the Michigan State Police, the Houghton Sheriff Department, Hancock City Police, Superior Search and Rescue, MDOT, DPW from Hancock. And let's see, am I missing anyone? The medical professionals from UP Health System Portage, the sports medicine team, all of these people come together on a yearly basis. We review all of the safety measures put in place from the previous year, and then we have discussion on how we can keep that safe, even keep that race even safer for this current year. So we've already met. We have a huge presence, police presence on the course. Mercy Ambulance is at the race finish. We have medical professionals at all of the aid stations and at the finish line. Superior Search and Rescue is along the whole course with their ham radio volunteers, so there's communication from every single point on the course. We really do focus on safety, you know, to try to make this event as safe as possible for the individuals. We do ask that those that live out on the Canal Road, if you can at all, if at all possible, not travel the Canal Run course on M203 from like 7 a.m. on July 18th until about 10 a.m. If you can do your errands or, you know, plan your day around it, that we would greatly appreciate that. And then Quincy Street in Hancock is closed from 6:30 till 10:30 a.m. as well, and detours will be put in place. So just something for the community to be aware of if you don't plan to participate in the Canal Run.
a 40th annual canal run coming up July 18th. Talking right now with Angela Luskin. She's the race director, and also, but we know her very well, as the UP Health System Portage Health and Fitness Manager. Real quick, as we close in on our last minute, for people that are getting ready, any last minute advice on getting trained and ready for this thing?
Yeah, make sure you're getting out there, getting those miles in, if it's walking or if it's running, and then, you know, race week kind of taper off a little bit so you're ready to go July 18th. Make sure the night before you are fueling and hydrating appropriately.
And the website and contact information to register is what?
HancockCanalRun.com, or you could give me a call at 483-1153. And we hope to see you there July 18th.
All right. Thanks very much. The Canal Run, July 18th. Thanks to Angela for coming on the program.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Cover Country Today. We'll be right back.